You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1204.
We want to give a fast reply. Anything over 10 minutes and you kind of lose the prospect. Mm-hmm. So if we're doing it quickly, then you're going to get better results.
Right. So you text, hey, would you consider an offer? They say yes or whatever, maybe. How much will you give me? If you're not back in 10 minutes, they forgot you text. They're on with life. They're like, this is a scam. Nobody's there. This is a robot. What am I doing? This is weird, right?
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Text blasting. I am telling you, you can get some absolutely phenomenal deals from text blasting. I'm here with Eric. I'm here with Chris. And these guys actually work in my office, work for our company, which is excellent because they've sent almost a million text messages to distressed property owners. Now, you might be wondering, why send text messages? Brent, you make all the calls. You're the TTP guy. But listen, we only get a hold of 8 to 10% of people on the phone. Most of the people don't answer their phone. So you got to get a hold of them some way. Remember, we're trying to have quality conversations with distressed property owners. So if one door is shut, go in through the window. And that window is text messaging, right? So what I'm going to do, what we use is for the technology that we use for text blasting is called Lead Sherpa. Now, Lead Sherpa is available in some areas, but it's sold out in most areas. If you do get into it, use the coupon code TTP for a discount. But there is different products out there, if you can't get in there, that you can use to do text blasting, okay? Now, with this, there is some features in this that is very specific to this product, so we're going to try to stay, we're trying to avoid all of that when we're explaining what we're doing here, and we're just going to go with what philosophy you need, because these guys have come up with a list of the top five things that you need to know so that you can be successful. So let's, before we break down an actual lead here, let's go over the top five things, okay? So what would number one be?
Quick replies, I think, is a good one to have.
Okay.
So
you send out a text, somebody texts you back, and you want to reply quickly.
Yeah, because everyone pretty much responds with the same thing. You know, just like cold calling, you got the same six responses. It's either yes, sure, not now, yep. Leave me alone.
You know, yeah, the beautiful thing is the same thing. I don't care if you're at a door, knocking on a door. I don't care if you're cold calling. I don't care if you're text blasting. You're getting the same responses. When you ask somebody if they would consider an offer on their property, yes, no, how much will you give me? Yeah. Maybe in the future, who are you? And how'd you get my number, right? The other thing with text messages is just another form of a no, which is do not call me. Yeah, DNC, go to hell. You guys are terrible. Like, leave me alone, right?
You get a lot of stop. Just say stop.
Right, yeah. Right. So that's a version of no. So remember, you've got those responses. You can still use the same script. Typically, you can build off of the same script that we use for cold calling. But you guys have been master. I mean, you guys send out a lot of texts every single day. What do you guys see?
As far as like responses?
Yeah, like you said, the number one thing is you want to get a fast reply. Why give a fast reply, Chris?
We want to give a fast reply. Anything over 10 minutes and you kind of lose the prospect. Mm-hmm. So if we're doing it quickly, then you're going to get better results.
Right. So you text, hey, would you consider an offer? They say yes or whatever, maybe. How much will you give me? If you're not back in 10 minutes, they forgot you text. They're on with life. They're like, this is a scam. Nobody's there. This is a robot. What am I doing? This is weird, right? Okay.
I think it's just nice to have, instead of typing it out, you know, you can have it real
quick. What's your capacity? Like, literally, how much do you think that you can text at a time and get responses and respond quickly? So that's not overwhelming. You know what I mean?
Well, that depends on the response rate.
Okay.
But, I mean, because like if we're doing Arizona, we could do a lot, you know, because you're not getting a ton of responses. Mm-hmm. But the other places get like 20 plus response rate, and then it's hard to keep up with that.
Got it. So this is really important. So is that list dependent too, as area dependent? Because I know when we text land.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Land's crazy. Yeah. And it doesn't matter where you text, as far as so far in our experience.
Right. Okay, so it depends on your list. It depends on your area. So you're going to have to test that out. But would you say, how many would you say test it out with? 10, 50, 100, see what the response is, see if you can stay on top of it?
I like doing 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, start off with 100 and kind of get a...
See how many respond to that.
Percentage off of that, yeah.
Because you'll immediately start seeing your inbox. You refresh it and you'll see how much are in your inbox. And
you gotta scroll. You'll know something's wrong if percentages are off.
Got it. What does that mean, percentages are off?
I mean, typically you want to be above maybe around, 70%?
Delivered?
Delivered, yeah. Delivered. 70, anything lower than that, then there's something that's getting blocked through the carrier. So you want to probably switch up that message.
Got it. So it's probably the actual message that you're sending initially.
Right.
So if you send the same message over and over and over and over, all of a sudden the carriers are going to see that as spam and they're going to block you.
Yep.
Interesting. Is that number two?
That's actually number two. Switch up your...
What is number two?
Number two is just switch up your responses or your messages.
Your opener.
Yeah, your initial message.
How many openers should you have?
I mean, you can have...
I got 11.
I think I have
11.
Yeah, I got 11. Yeah.
I think I have around 10.
Yeah. Okay. So, and you switch it up, different ones so that they get opened. You want 70 to 80%.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! This is great. This is... You guys... These guys are so nervous to be on here. I'm telling you. They're doing great, though. This is really good. Number three.
Every 100 messages, switch the message. So I got that from Jason because he said, notice the same response or the same opener. So every 100 messages, we switch. So I have 1 through 11. So 100, message 1, 200, message 2, 300, message 3, and so on.
Got it.
So I switch every 100.
Okay.
When we both.
Got it. That makes sense. And then what's the number four thing?
Take advantage of reminders.
So reminders meaning what? What does that mean?
So this is not something I used to do in the beginning. He actually got me into it more. Reminders, you can actually set a reminder and they'll email you on when to actually follow up with that person.
So like put it in your schedule.
Right.
Make sure that you're like, if you're not, so we have reminders with Lead Sherpa, which is great, but most systems have it. So just play around with it. But if you need to schedule it yourself, just make sure it's lead follow-up. It's just tracking your lead follow-up, right? Just making sure that you're staying in front of the hot and warm leads, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's the fifth one?
Get on the phone as soon as possible.
That's the best one, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
As soon as like there's any kind of interest, get on the phone.
Like, yes, maybe, how much will you give me like that? Or are you getting all the way down to how much do you want for it?
Once they tell us a price and it's like within like a decent amount, we get on the phone as soon as possible. We just try to get on the phone.
Awesome. So let's go over the top five tips, okay? Number one, fast
quick
responses.
Replies. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Quick reply. Have multiple openers.
Yep.
Switch every 100.
Yep.
Reminders, utilize reminders, and get on the phone as soon as possible.
And I think, listen, they said that it is the most important, get on the phone as fast as possible. People will send you, like, they'll give you ridiculous prices. They will give you, set up an appointment with you, and they'll send you to the FBI's headquarters or whatever, right? I mean, that's happened. I mean, they send you like different numbers to call them on. They send them like, get them on the phone to make sure that they're serious.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So now, guys, you're going to actually break down a lead. You're going to look at what it looks like, kind of a conversation between these guys and somebody that is on one of our distressed property lists. This is on a multifamily list, which is exciting because multifamily are huge deals. So I'm going to let them take it away.
So this is basically how it's going to look once you open up a message. So somebody responded to this text message. So it's pretty basic. Just says, hey, so-and-so, would you consider a cash offer on your property on so-and-so? My name's Eric, looking to buy in the area. He responded, maybe next year. I said, why next year? Are you working on the property? Taxes. Okay, how much would you consider selling for? This year, $180,000.
Oh, this year. So that's going through the four pillars of pre-qualifying, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Except for, did you get condition?
No, we don't know because we want to get on the phone.
We used to do condition through text. Yeah, now we like to get that on the phone.
The only thing we try to go for is the price.
Yep.
So like he said maybe next year. Usually when they say maybe next year, usually when I would say this, why next year? Are you working on the property? I'm not selling, not interested. Mm-hmm. But he actually responded, so that was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing we try to get is the price. And then we get on the phone. Yeah, so that's pretty much it right there. We can go through... The other ones,
and then you got it linked to Zillow so that you can get over quick, press it, and you're going. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. And you pick up the phone. When you get somebody at this point, you just call the number that you're texting, right?
Yeah. So actually, this is how we get on the phone. So it actually call relays. So it would basically send us a text message. We call that number, display the number we're texting them from.
Yep.
That's pretty much how it goes. And then we got it connected to Zapier. So when we push it to Zapier, it'll go straight into Podio as well.
Okay. That's above and beyond.
Yeah. Shoot.
But that's next level. That's next level stuff. Okay, yeah. Good. Yep. I think the important thing is if you're going to send out the text messages, respond really quickly. Make sure you get them on the phone. Don't worry too much about asking them really long questions because they're not going to respond over text. Get them to the point where you can try to get an idea if they've got a decent price in it, and then get them on the phone and get an appointment and get them locked up. We've made hundreds of thousands of dollars this year text blasting with these two guys, and so they are the pros. How can people get a hold of you if they want to reach out?
Instagram.
Okay.
Hit me up on Instagram.
What is it?
MartinezSenior.Eric, E-R-I-C-K.
Facebook, Chris Martinez.
There you go. There you go. He's secretive. There you go. Anyway, that's it, guys. I hope you got a lot out of this. Obviously, when you are skip tracing a lot of information, you need a lot of data to be able to do a lot of text messaging. You need a lot of phone numbers. So make sure you get good quality data. Batch skip tracing, obviously, is who we use. Use the coupon code TTP to get the discount at 18 cents an address. Call them, have quality conversations. If you can't get a hold of them, then text them. That's the second way to have that, open up that line of communication. Thank you guys for being on here. That was awesome. And if you are interested in joining the most proactive group in real estate investing, it is the TTP family. It is the TTP program. Go to wholesalinginc.com/TTP. That's wholesalinginc.com/TTP. Check it out. Scroll down. If it feels good in your gut, sign up for a call. I look forward to working with you personally. And until next time, I'll close out as I always do, encouraging you to talk to people. Till next time. See ya. Love you.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.